Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Friday, August 17th. Today, scattered storms, high of around 83. Hopefully, by the time the sun goes down, all those storms will stop. I woke up this morning and I was coming into work, and there was like lightning and thunder, but it was like, seemed like it was in the distance, kind of.
Yeah, I think they said it was like moving into Bloomington and stuff like that, so.
Take that, Bloomington. This weekend, let's see, Saturday, spotty storm chances, high of 83. Sunday should be nice, though. It should be bright and warm, high of around 86. Right now, it is 75 in downtown Indy. How you doing today?
I'm feeling good. I got a facial yesterday.
Well, I was going to say, your face is on fleek.
Thank you. And you'll never believe who I saw in there.
Who?
I ran into Ashley Flowers, who is from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, who does Murder Monday with us every, like, other Monday.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be doing Murder Monday again this coming Monday. I don't know which case she's doing yet, but she's coming in for that. And so it was so funny because I was talking to my facialist as I was leaving, and I see Ashley peek her head out of her room. She's like, Alex? She recognized my voice. And so, I was like, oh, I didn't know we could go to the same person.
Dang, must be popular to get the facials. Now, what do they do with a facial? Do they just, like, I don't know, scrub your face like they scrub your feet when you get a pedicure?
Oh, yeah. Well, they do extractions. They're doing all different types of masks, exfoliating, lots of, like a facial massage. They'll rub your neck sometimes. They'll even do your arms and your hands.
I need somebody to massage the back of my legs, like from below my butt cheek down to like my ankles.
Well,
like,
then my muscles are so tight. You just need a massage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can massage my face, too. I don't want to get crow's feet or whatever those things are.
Yeah, I had to get some anti-aging eye stuff yesterday.
I was going to say, you look like you're only 22 today.
Thank you. I guess it worked.
You took 3 years off. It's amazing. We got a lot going on today here on the Joe and Alex Show. Of course, we will be hooking you up with First Row American Idol Live tickets. We're doing that around 7 o'clock at 8:30. One of your last chances this week here to win G-Eazy tickets in concert tonight. Hopefully that rain will clear out and it'll be nice for the show at the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center. Got Lil Uzi Vert and a Ty Dollar Sign. That's going on, too. For me yesterday, what did I do? Oh, you know what I did? And I talked to Liv about this. I've been tired. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to sleep because I never can really fully sleep. I always have my phone by my side. Or I've got something else. I just put the phone on mute, set it for like a three-hour alarm, like if I slept that long. And I did. Then I slept some more. And I kept on sleeping and sleeping, but I just laid down. And I even went to bed last night at like 9 o'clock, which I never do. I just never get sleep. But guess what?
You feel good?
No, I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with me? I think I'm
broken.
Well,
you slept too much, that's for sure.
Well, what's the right amount?
Like 8 or 9 hours.
Okay.
But you've got to put your phone, you did it right, putting your phone down, putting it on Do Not Disturb, first of all.
It's always attached to my hand.
My
phone, can't help it.
I never go to sleep, whether it's a nap or sleep for the night, if my phone is not what I call on the moon or Do Not Disturb. And if somebody's over at my house, I make them put their phone on the moon too.
Now what if I like need to contact you? Will it go through on Do Not Disturb?
You can make it so people that are in your favorites list can call you, but otherwise you won't be woken up by anyone else.
So am I on that list?
Yeah, and all my coworkers are.
Yes.
You, Liv.
Woo!
Yeah, our boss. Yeah. Everybody's on there. Because those are calls that like I need to be woken up for, just in case.
Now I kind of want to mess with you today at like 2 o'clock, like, ring, ring.
No, I will be pissed.
You will no longer be a favorite. All right, hey, coming up next, we're going to get into the garbage. Then after that, we're going to hook you up with Joe's Need to Know News. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. You can find me, Joe Pesh Radio, and Alex is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. About this all morning long. Alex just did it with the garbage. Aretha Franklin, she has passed away at the age of 76. You know what's interesting too, at least I found it interesting, she passed away yesterday. Guess who passed away on the same day 41 years ago?
41 years ago? Gosh.
Yep, a really big legend. She was the queen of soul. This was the king of rock and roll.
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis, yes. I don't know if you guys look into that or not, but it's interesting when people die to me on the same day.
Yeah, that is weird.
But yeah, she passed away yesterday at the age of 76 from cancer. And he actually passed away 41 years ago. I don't know. Was he taking like a dump on the toilet or something?
I have no
idea.
You know
like
what?
Does anybody know?
I can never keep the story straight on how Elvis died.
I have heard of the toilet story.
Yeah, like he's eating a peanut butter and jelly or something.
I heard it was like he was literally eating one of his famous sandwiches. Yeah, like peanut butter and jelly with chocolate or
no,
bacon
it's
or
banana.
Whatever. Whatever.
But maybe there was chocolate on there too. We don't know.
Yeah, we
were
don't
you there?
Know.
Were
no,
you
we
there?
Don't know. It's
okay.
Always a mystery.
I googled how did Elvis die, and it says heart attack.
Well, yes,
right.
But it doesn't tell me if it was on the toilet.
Give us more details, please. If anybody knows, feel free.
I always felt like I wasn't sure if I had made that up or if that was actually true, the toilet thing. But you just confirmed that I didn't make it up.
No, that's one story you did not make up. Now, we don't know if it's true or not, but that's the legend, the folklore. He also could be alive, too, with Tupac. So.
Someone asked, like, one of those sites where you ask a question and then people can reply, is it true that Elvis Presley died on a toilet or is that some kind of weird joke? And somebody responded, I clearly remember the newspaper reports about this. Presley did die when on the toilet. He was obese, took many illegal drugs to control weight and uppers to continue to function while he was on stage. They may have been prescription drugs, but they still caused his death. I've read that due to opioids, he was taking a terrible constipation, a well-known side effect. As a result, he was straining, and the strain caused heart problems, which caused a heart attack, which coroner stated is the cause of death for Elvis. So I don't know.
Do me a favor. I mean, not that you guys will necessarily be around me, but anybody that's listening, if somehow you've seen me and I pass away and it's near a toilet, just push me out. Like, I don't want to die on the toilet.
Someone else says, I think Elvis likely died on the floor in front of his toilet. He likely started to die on the toilet, but it's not typically instantaneous to die of a heart attack. So he likely began to die and about 7 minutes later was actually dead on the floor in front of the toilet.
I just feel like that's where you lie and you cover up. Like, oh, he died in bed.
That sounds more accurate to me because, if you're having a heart attack, you're not just going to continue. You're going to get off the toilet and, like, lay on the floor or something. You're in that much pain. You know, your body isn't going to sit up straight on the toilet.
You would assume so. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Hey, do you have any details here about Elvis?
Yes, Elvis was my cousin.
Really?
What? How did he die?
He died on the toilet from an opioid overdose.
Oh my gosh. So are you rich?
No, I'm definitely not rich. The Presley family and my family is a bad omen, and my Aunt Pearl in Tennessee wouldn't even let a Presley in the house.
Wow.
So when I took my son to see Aunt Pearl and Uncle Connie, my son Austin wanted to see a Presley, and she said, well, there's one out in the barn, but he ain't allowed in the house. They was all alcoholics and drug addicts.
This sounds like some really great family drama.
That's intense. Yeah. Hey,
you need to write a book.
No kidding. Thank you for the call this morning. Let's move on to another story. St. Louis University in Missouri is equipping all of their 23-plus dorm rooms with Amazon Echo Dots that are customized with SLU-specific questions.
Bye. Sports, I'm taking concerts, back my enrollment.
Speakers. I totally thought when I found this story that you would be like, hail to the no.
Yeah, because they're putting those in there so they can listen to all the students and keep track of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Paranoid much?
That is what's going on!
This is the first university campus to implement personal smart speakers in non-communal areas of campus. The VP of the university said, quote, every minute we can save our students from having to search for the info they need online is another minute they can spend focused on what matters most, their education.
I don't understand. What's the difference of Googling a question about homework as opposed to asking it out loud to the thing? What is the difference?
It's just quicker.
Yeah, but how does that save on education? It doesn't. This is all a lie. They're trying to control you. This is another way that they're brainwashing students.
You are so paranoid.
When they're sleeping, it's sending out certain, like, probably little brain waves to you.
I just feel like there's, like, probably a better way to spend that money.
Hey, I'm cool with it. I would go to a school if they had it in my room. I wouldn't mind it at all.
For sure. I wouldn't care. I probably would never use it.
How much do those cost?
Oh, it doesn't say the cost. It just says that they put it in for the kids.
Yeah, but how much does one cost? You own one, right?
No, I have. What do they have here?
What is it? An Amazon Dot? I'll look it up.
This is an Amazon Echo Dot. So, I mean, it's like a smaller one. I think mine was like less than $100 for an Amazon, but I had a bigger one.
Okay, let's see. This is $49.99.
So times 20, how much? $2,300?
They probably got them in bulk in a big deal. You know, like you buy something
maybe
in mass quantity.
By Amazon or something.
Exactly. See, Why are you so paranoid over there? You worry me sometimes with your paranoia.
Whatever. You know what? Because I'm the type of person that is on top of it.
But who cares if the government is listening? That's my thing. I don't know if they are or not. I think that they probably are.
Well, they are for sure on our phones already.
Who cares?
Yeah, why are you so worried about it?
Because that's
what
weird.
What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding,
hey,
Alex.
Who do you work for?
I'm not hiding anything. That's the point. But I still want freedom to be able to live my life and not be constantly surveilled.
Why if you have nothing to hide?
You're constantly under surveillance. There's cameras every day on us. There's cameras in the sky. They can see anything that's going on.
I just hope the FBI agent that's watching me thinks I'm funny.
Yeah.
That's
like,
all I
like
wish
they take
for.
Good notes. Like, wow, she really tore it up last night.
Yeah.
Check mark on the dab ability. So just want to throw it out there so you knew about that in case you were thinking of going to school. I think this is really cool. Another school story in New Jersey. A high school in Newark, New Jersey put a laundromat in so students could wash their clothes. The school's principal learned that students were already getting bullied for coming to class with clothing that was kind of dirty, might have smelled a bit. So we fought to get a laundromat put on campus. The laundry room will be available to students every day after school from 3 to 6 p.m. and they can be escorted by a teacher if they have an urgent need, like to get there and do it maybe even during school. Students also won't have to worry about laundry supplies because once people heard about this in the community, the donations have been coming in.
Great. That's awesome.
I literally love that. That's so cute.
I really like that. And the last story I have to get to, there's so much more, but Alex, I kind of know why you freak out about smells all the time.
Why?
Because that's dealing with you every time I open the bag in here. Oh, God, it smells so
Anytime
bad.
Anytime I open
it's
up a
so
Red Bull.
It's so stinky.
Ugh.
It's gross.
You have this disease, so let me tell you about it. According to the National Institute of Health, approximately 6.5% of Americans over the age of 40, which you might be the young ones that have it even earlier, have a rare disorder called phantom odor perception. That's when you're almost certain you constantly smell something bad.
Let me tell you, I'm not thinking I smell something bad.
Real.
I do smell something bad when you guys open your stinky food.
Even if you don't have it now, you could develop it. Well,
it's
Alex,
not a,
you've
it's
got
not
it
a
early.
Phantom. It's not that it isn't there. It's there. You guys are opening it in front of me. I'm not smelling stuff that isn't there.
The National Institute of Health says it could be caused by where you live and usually starts to kick in after 40. Also, women are also twice as likely to have it compared to men. And unfortunately, right now, there is no known cure.
Okay, well, I don't have this because I'm not over 40. And also, you guys are not, I'm not imagining smells. They're really happening.
You know,
no,
it's
but
sad
maybe
as,
you see us opening it and then you imagine,
the
it.
Smell.
No, I smell it.
No, you do. Like, you imagine it being worse. Like, yeah, there is a smell. Of course there's a smell. I'm not saying there's not one. But with your case, Alex, because you obviously suffer from this rare disorder, which we appreciate you being brave and living on your life like this, you're making it some stinky odor in your head when it's truly not.
No, it's a stinky odor in the studio that I have to breathe and I don't appreciate it.
No, but everything though is like deathly to you or gag worthy.
Yeah,
like,
it is gag worthy. Have you smelled the tuna packets that you open up? I think anyone else would agree.
Alex, I have not had a tuna packet in here in probably over a year.
Okay, and when you do, yeah, thank God, because it reeks.
See, listen, you're getting really defensive right now. It's not a good look on you.
It smells like butt crack in a bag.
I just wanted to let you know, Alex, that you're not alone, okay?
Whatever.
That 6.5% of our population suffers with phantom odor perception. Okay? We love you. Liv, we love her, right?
We still love you, Alex. Still love you.
That is Joe's Need to Know News.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Yeah, we got American Idol Live coming your way. Front row, it's going to be at the Old National Center this coming Wednesday, the 22nd of August. And let's get some people to play so they can try to win those first row tickets. Tom, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Team Joe or Alex today for catchphrase?
Team Alex.
All right. Team Alex, you say? Team
that Tom Alex, to Tom, Tom, Tom.
Let the way your turkey toms. All right, then let's see here. Let's go to line number 7, and Talisha.
Hi.
Hey, you're on Team Joe today.
Hey.
Yeah, all right, let's go over the rules real quick.
Learn your rules, you better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
Quite simple here this morning. We're going to have until our catchphrase clock runs out to try to get you to say as many words as we can. We can't say the exact word. If that happens, we have to skip it and go to the next one. Whoever gets the most right before the catchphrase clock runs out, you win. In the event of a tie, Liv will explain how overtime works. Alex, would you like to go first with Tom, or do you want me and Talisha to go first today?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right, let's see here. Make sure you're quiet, Talisha, in the background. And Alex and Tom, you will be up first in 3, two, one catchphrase.
This is when you go to a concert, all the people are in a what?
Venue.
No.
Stadium, Coliseum.
What do you call when a group of people are all standing together? They're forming a blank.
A group.
I'm standing in the what of
crowd.
The yes. Whenever a person works on a TV show and they're making the TV show, they what?
Produce it.
Yes. Whenever you're feeling nervous for somebody, you're like, I'm so blank for you. I'm worried.
Scared.
Like there's or, empathy. You're
nervous.
Like.
I'm,
skip. This is a cracker that smiles back. Cheese.
Me.
It's also something that swims.
A fish.
Yes. It was goldfish. And the other one was concerned.
How did you not get goldfish? What happened?
I don't know. But the other word was concerned.
I'm so scared.
Hey, it's okay. Make sure you're quiet now, Tom, in the background. Me and Talisha get to go. You say you're scared, Talisha?
I'm so nervous.
You guys just have to beat two. Alex and Tom got two.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. I'm not saying we will because I've gotten none right before, so anything's possible.
Okay.
But, Talisha, just keep on guessing. The biggest thing is don't freeze up, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's catchphrase in three, two, one, go. Cookies and blank.
Milk.
No. It's a type of...
cream.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to give you a blank you can't refuse.
Offer, gift.
No, yeah, you got it. There we go. Blank or, sorry, trick or?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, I said the wrong word. Dang it. It was trick. Okay. Not the past, but the?
Present, future.
There you go. Okay. We won. Can we just stop right there?
Yeah, you guys already won.
Dang it.
How you like me now?
Sorry, Tom.
No, it's wonderful. It's cool.
It's cool.
Hey, Tom, don't beat yourself up.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
you're still an American Idol in our eyes.
Yeah, Tom. Go ahead, Tom. Sing your goodbye song. Go ahead. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Pretty good.
See, Tom, we would totally sign you. Hey, Tom, thank you, buddy, for calling in and playing this morning. Talisha, way to go. Your nervousness didn't show. You won.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Woo! Congratulations, Talisha. Getting those front row American Idol Live tickets. Going to be in concert at the Old National Center this coming Wednesday, the 22nd. This is a heartwarming story with somebody that's battling something and a whole community coming together. Check this story out right here. And if you cry, it's okay. A little mascara alert. It made me tear up a bit.
Robert Goodman and Don McKeach just met. They have a lot in common. They're both teachers and work in Palm Beach Gardens. They've also both been sick on the job. They're now forever connected.
There's this whole big family that we don't even know that we have, and I know for sure that we really have it.
The final numbers aren't in yet, but Don is one of dozens of teachers and other district workers who donated their sick time to Robert.
I know that they probably needed a new fax machine.
Don's donation comes full circle. 3 years ago, a week into school, her kidneys failed, and her peers stepped up with care and compassion when she was out of work.
There is good in the world, and I've also learned that, life is short. You never know what's going to happen, and I've learned to live life to its fullest.
Robert begrudgingly posted on Facebook Monday asking for help.
Doing chemo and wearing my pump on me several times a day during that treatment, I thought, how am I going to do this?
By Thursday, he learned there were enough sick days donated that he would have enough sick time to heal without worry.
When you help someone and you give something to someone, and it's just that one-on-one, that's always very special. But when there's a deluge of help in 4 days, it changes you.
It's Robert's mission now to thank everyone. As he says, there's a new ingredient added to the recipe of who he is.
I love you. Thank you.
And Robert says he'll likely be in chemotherapy until Halloween. He says any unused sick time will be given back.
That is amazing. Like, they're stepping out and like, hey, you could take my sick days, like, in that district. So
yeah.
He, while he's battling cancer and going through chemo, which if you've had a loved one or know anybody that goes through chemo, it is just a terrible, terrible time for them, no matter how tough they are. Just, it drains everything out of you.
That's great that they decided to do that.
Now, let me ask you this. No matter what I'm battling, Alex and Liv, I just want to have it on the record right now. If I needed some extra sick days, how many would you each give me? Let me start with Liv.
What are you sick with? Strep?
strep.
No, because I would try to come to work with strep, but
You better not.
Listen,
that is the number one thing that annoys me about you. You will be so sick, and you freaking come in here and snot all over our mics, and then we all end up getting sick.
Yeah, you have given me a cold before.
You do not have. Listen,
you've gotten me sick before, Joe. That
in
is
radio,
the dead truth.
You cannot come in when you are feeling like that sinus infection and all this crap, because not only does it sound horrible on the air, but our mics pick up all of our germs.
Yeah, but then you spray it with the Lysol. You're like,
no, and then it gets passed on to all of us, and everyone ends up getting sick then.
I'm old school. Unless you're dying, you go into work. Cancer, to me, you're kind of dying.
If you have a fever or something like that that you can give to somebody else, you need to take one day off. The show will go on.
Oh, come on now. So
I've got to go.
Cancer, yeah, I'll give you some of my sick days. Strep,
no.
Probably not.
All right, Alex, how many days are you going to give me?
I'd probably give you two if you had cancer.
You'd give me two?
Yeah.
You are stingy.
What if I'm sick?
I would give you what you need.
Well, I can't give you everything because I might end up getting sick, but if everyone gave you two, I think that's plenty.
All right. I just want to let you know I'd give you all my sick days.
I don't expect you to give me all of them. You got to have some for yourself
in
case.
No, I'm selfless.
I feel like this is an all talk and no game kind of thing.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Listen, this is all a ploy for Joe to look good in front of you listening right now. That's all this is. He would never do it for real.
Oh, yeah. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Call in anytime, 317-239-1009. Yesterday, a sad day. We lost a just absolute legend in music. What you want, Aretha Franklin, baby, passed away at the age of 76. Did you listen to any Aretha music yesterday? I hooked it up on my Amazon thing. I'm like, play Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
All day.
Just a little bit.
It got us thinking here on the show, though, like, what celebrity could be a musician like Aretha Franklin, or maybe an actor, or just any famous person that you just wish was still here? Maybe they left a little too early, or just in general, you just want a little more time with them. Liv the Web Girl, can you think of anybody that you kind of wish was still here?
Yes. Okay, so I wish that Whitney Houston was, because I don't know if you guys know this, but I Wanna Dance with Somebody is my all-time favorite song in the entire world. Like, I could listen to it on repeat over and over and over and over again.
Here's a little for you. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. Are you going to sing along?
When the night falls,
oh, I want to dance with somebody. Hey, hey. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Hey, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me.
Oh, now you got to do the part, Liv. It's like, don't you want to dance?
Oh, I just feel like so good. You're right.
We don't need Whitney. We've got Liv's voice.
Thank God. The voice lives on even through tragedy.
Yes, it lives through Liv. No, it does not. We are joking.
Now, I'll do mine real quick if you don't mind, because Alex actually had this one too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy how we're so different, but we appreciate some of the same things. And this guy was everything. He was an actor. He was he just was so talented. He was a comedian. Talking about Robin Williams. Talk about a person that had his own demons, and it sucks, because who knows what else he could have created in his later years of work. But good Aladdin clip right here.
Looks like we're going to have to find a way out of here.
Excuse me? Are you looking at me? Did you rub my lamp? Did you wake me up? Did you bring me here? And all of a sudden, you're walking out on me? I don't think so. Not right now. You're getting your wishes, so sit down!
In case of emergency, the exits are here, 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 here.
Anywhere!
Keep your hands and arms inside the carpet, please.
Yeah. And that's just like his character voices are amazing. But there's so many amazing movies he was in.
Yeah.
Things that he did. Like, we could play an hour of Robin Williams alone. Alex, what about you? These are people that are no longer with us, but, you know, we wish that celebrity was still here.
I got to give it to Tupac.
What?
Yeah. All eyes on me. I don't know if you guys know this about me. The reason that all my social media handles are Yo Alex Raps with a Z is it's like a play on words of Yo MTV Raps, but I love hip-hop. It is probably my favorite genre of music. I'm the whitest girl you know, but I love me some hip-hop, and I think that Tupac is one of, if not the best rapper of all time. He is so talented. I wish that hip-hop sounded like this now. There's just something special about old-school hip-hop like this to me that is just
I feel like
so good.
Lyrics were like poetry. Like,
yes.
Such poetry, more so than I think like some of the things you hear today.
I'm
absolutely
sorry,
but he was a poet.
But mumble rap is the best music of all time.
Not even close. Now, I do joke around and just because I just like to say it, but you know, I always say Tupac is still alive. I don't really know, but
I believe he is.
It's fun to believe maybe he is, but, you know, supposedly
he
is
dead. Can a sister dream?
I know, right? And I mean, one cool thing about him, which I didn't know, just looking up more stuff about him this morning, is that he went to Baltimore School for the Arts, and he performed in Shakespeare plays there, and he had the role of Mouse King in The Nutcracker, which I had.
What?
I think that is the coolest fun fact.
Yeah, he went to school with Jada Pinkett Smith. They both went to that
yes,
school.
Yes, you're right. Yep. Yeah, so I thought that was so funny. Like, I would have never thought that, but that's pretty cool. He's
right.
Very talented.
317-239-1009. Well, let us know what celebrity is no longer with us, kind of like Aretha Franklin passing away yesterday. Be like, man, I just wish they were here a little bit longer. Let's talk to Mallory. Hey, thanks for hanging on this morning, Mallory.
No problem. You guys are my favorite radio station.
Woo!
Thank you.
Anything like for you guys.
Hey, I hear you got somebody special celebrating a birthday today. Whose birthday is it?
My daughter, Shelby, she turns 5.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Shelby.
5 and full of life.
Awesome. Aww. Who do you wish was still full of life?
I have actually 2, Michael Jackson and Prince. They both were vibrant. They knew how to perform, and I miss them so much.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson had those creepy issues, you know, where he probably did stuff with kids.
Yeah, I mean, to me, we don't know if he really did that. He was an artist. He knew how to perform, and he knew how to give you a show.
Here we go. Let's do a little guitar right here.
That's my all-time favorite, Rock With You.
Come on, guitar.
And then with Prince, Purple Rain has always been my favorite song.
Huh, let's enjoy the beat at first.
Air guitar.
I never was majorly into Michael Jackson or Prince, but
really?
Maybe it was just before me.
For 2 Halloweens, I went dressed as Michael Jackson.
That's
my dad
awesome.
Spent over like an hour and a half or 2 hours putting rhinestones on a white glove for me.
I'm sorry. Like, there's so many great songs by Prince, and
here is
I had to go
Purple Rain.
I had to go this one though. I got Purple Rain for you too, but Let's Go Crazy.
Something else. Oh, that is my dad's all-time favorite.
Oh yeah,
I like Raspberry Beret if I have to choose.
That's a good one.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Mallory, for calling
no problem.
In today.
You guys rock. You're my favorite radio station.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you,
no
Mallory.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
Twitter, we have a lot of people saying Paul Walker. Actually,
yes.
Says Heath Ledger.
Here, I got a is that easy for me to say?
Heath
Ledger clip.
But I know the truth.
From Joker.
No going back. You've changed things forever. Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no. No. No, you. You complete me. You're garbage.
Man, he was so good. He just would get into these characters.
Joe said that he missed Robin Williams. Liv the Web Girl said she missed Whitney Houston. And I said that I missed Tupac.
Yeah, Nick Foley says he missed Phil Hartman and Chris Farley, which Chris Farley's hilarious.
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live in a van down by the river.
That could easily be me.
And then Amy Russell says, Selena, I would have loved to hear more of her music in English. She was so talented.
Me too.
Let's go to Lauren. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Lauren, what would you still like to hear? What artist or what celebrity?
I would have to say the R&B singer Aaliyah. I know I was like still really young then.
Oh, I love Aaliyah.
I was in fourth grade when she passed away.
Yeah, my older sisters always played Aaliyah, so I like grew up listening to that.
And it was just like that constant debate that a lot of my friends said that if she was still alive, like how big would Beyonce be? Even though I love Beyonce, like I love all of Beyonce's music, but it does make you wonder, like, what would the competition be like if they both were still creating music at the same time?
Well, totally. Like, for example, would Eminem even had a chance if Tupac and Biggie were alive? Would they have just crushed, like, who's this white guy rapping?
Probably.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, you know, but, oh, here's a good part. Did you know I was actually the baby in the background? True story. Hey, Lauren, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you. Thank you. Honestly, I like Aaliyah better than Beyonce.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Don't get us in trouble.
Yeah.
The beehive.
I don't want the beehive coming for me.
They're going to attack us.
Shawnee on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. What is it for you?
So, I really miss Corey Monteith. He was the lead actor, the main guy in Glee.
That was sad.
Yeah, I loved him, so I was heartbroken.
I always get heartbroken just like whenever I see Lea Michele talk about him. That just breaks my heart.
I hurt, for those people because they're probably hurting even more than we are. Hey, Shawnee, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Brittany, you're on the show, and what did you want to say?
I miss Paul Walker.
I think everybody does.
He was an amazing actor, and he was an inspiration to so many different people. And when I saw on the news that he was gone, I was like, this is a joke. This is one of those hoaxes.
Yeah, like it's a fake one.
Yeah, and then when I read up on it, I was like, oh, my God, you're kidding. And I literally started crying. It was that emotional.
Wow, like did you just love him so much from the Fast and the Furious series or just his other acting too?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the Fast and the Furious. I followed it from, you know, the very beginning.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of movies. It's not like he only did the Fast and the Furious, but I think he really, an audience got to know him that way, you know?
He was Hours Into the Blue, Brick Mansions, Takers, Varsity Blues, Pleasantville.
Oh, yeah, I remember Varsity Blues.
She's All That.
And A Bag of Chips. That was the second one. Oh, wow. Hey, thank you for sharing it this morning, Brittany. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, it is so cool to see all the responses we're getting. Take it to our social media on Twitter, Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow and let us know who it is for you.
Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day.
You can get a hold of us, you know, when the show is over after 10 o'clock every day. We do have lives and we're out and we're about and doing things. But you can always get in contact with us through our social media at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Twitter. And what happened was yesterday after the show, I noticed that we had a message from a listener.
We did.
Okay. What did this message say?
Well, it was a guy and he wanted to point out that a few days ago, you had gotten a bunch of audio of Joe saying right there constantly.
Oh, I remember that. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. I hope. Right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Right there. It's right there. Right there. It's right there. Okay, we could stop. Yeah. That goes on forever.
We had pointed out on the show that Joe constantly says right there. Well, this listener said, have you guys ever noticed that Liv the Web Girl speaks all of her sentences like they're a question? I immediately was like, holy cow, she does.
I've kind of noticed that.
It's like a vocal fry thing. Like, all of your sentences go up a little bit. Like, and so it's like a question.
Oh, my gosh. I have been getting this since I was in, like, seventh grade. I used to have guys in my grade that would put my phone in their phones as Olivia, ?
No way.
Yes, I would literally put my phone in their names as Olivia, ? Because they said every sentence I say sounds like a question.
That's amazing. Why didn't we call her Olivia, ?
We
her
still
on-air
can.
Name?
We still can.
We might have to change Liv the Web Girl to just Olivia, ?
Or we can say the Joe and Alex Show with Joe, Alex, and Olivia?
And Olivia?
317-239-1009. There's got to be stuff that Alex does. I want to hear that. But if there's anything else, too, that you've noticed we do here on the show, please, by all means, point us out. This is really a good time if you're a hater of the Joe and Alex show, but you still listen, even though you say you don't listen anymore. This is when you call in and tell us, like, what we do. It's annoying or dumb. Let's talk to Katie this morning. Katie, what do you got?
Okay, so I've been a listener for a while now, and Alex is always getting on Joe about shaving his beard.
Mm-hmm. So what?
And I'm going to tell you that there is a name for men without beards, and they're called women. Because I am a major beard lover over here, so we need to lay off the beard, because Joe, you've got a rocking beard.
Katie, I love you. Thank you.
Just to clarify, I am also into beards. Every single guy I've ever dated has a beard. Joe's beard is more like Rip Van Winkle or Rasputin. If he would just shave it down, I'm not saying to be a baby face, but trim it up. Okay,
Katie, if you were up close to it, you would see how scraggly the bottom is.
Yeah, it's like crimped.
Katie, you're okay. But, hey, listen, you can insult a lot of things in my life, and I put up with it on the daily. But when you come after my beard...
That's a low blow. It might be on the chin, but it's a low blow.
Do you remember on the show, I think, was it Fairly Odd Parents or Jimmy Neutron? It's one of those, but there was a character on the cartoon that had a boil on the side of his face, but it had its own voice. It would talk.
Yes, I think that was Fairly Odd.
Joe's beard would be in a cartoon. It would have its own voice, and it would talk. It would also
smoke a pack a day.
And it would smoke a pack a day.
You know what? I put like a nice beard oil, kind of a lime in it. It would not smoke a pack a day. It might vape.
And in the cartoon, Joe's beard would drive a windowless white van. Yes.
Hey, Katie, whose side are you on this morning? Damn.
I'm still a big fan of the beard. I'm on the beard. I'm only ever on the side of the beard.
Okay.
Katie, thank you for listening to our show every day. We appreciate and love you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You guys, I actually just got my driver's license back a little bit ago. I've had it, been without it for years, so I've never really been in a vehicle alone, and so you guys are my carpool.
I love that. Can you tell us why you haven't had a license for a while?
Yeah, how many DUIs have you gotten?
None. I didn't drink and drive, didn't kill anybody, didn't endanger anybody's life, just speeding tickets. Yep.
God, you're just like Alex. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Katie, for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. Maria, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What have you noticed about us?
Well, I guess I want to pick on Liv the Web Girl again. I've noticed that she says the word like a whole lot.
Yeah, we both do.
It's funny because that's the audio. This is audio I pulled yesterday just from one segment. Like, I didn't even chop it up. I just took out like 15 seconds. Listen to this.
Weird, especially now with like all these things going viral. And like, I've seen like videos go viral of like a boss at like... Foot Locker going off on like an employee, and like that manager ends up getting fired because like another employee recorded it and like put it on Twitter.
That
is cringe worthy.
It is. You got to work on
you
that.
You guys have to understand, I'm not kidding. This has also been ever since I was a kid. When I was in third grade, my friends used to tally mark every time I would say the word like, and I would have to owe them a nickel.
Wow.
Every single time I would say it. And my teachers started to even tally it. And then it turned into like the whole class, like my whole fourth grade class.
Clearly it didn't work.
No, because I was like, hey, you know what? Stop shaming me. Stop bullying me. I'm going to be me.
Well, I think that's
but
a good idea.
I will start to work on it.
We could have a little like jar for, well, Liv and I both.
I say like, too. I'm not going to say that I don't say like. It's a crutch word. It's something
it's a
you're trying to say while
thing.
You're transitioning.
Every millennial.
It's very Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Hey, Maria, thank you for calling in. Let's see if anybody else has anything. Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What have you noticed?
Hi. I'm going to repeat basically what Maria said and tell Lift the World Girl like... She got something like. Like, I don't know how many times she says like, but she reminds me of the girl off the Amanda show when they were in the bathroom, and she would be like, I like eggs.
I like eggs.
Yes, and she just says like a lot. I know it's hard, and it's like part of like your life.
Yeah, Liv, you should consider getting a vocal coach.
Yes.
Maybe I will.
Like, that might like help you.
You know what I need to do? I need to give Joel Daddy a little like shocker. I need to get like a dog collar And
hey, we should do that. Actually, yes. If you're willing to do that, Liv, I would. Well, Joe probably has it. One.
I do. No, I do have a dog shock
but
collar.
But do you have like a button that can shock me?
Yes.
Okay, then you
I'll
wear it in
it.
One
I'm
show.
I'm not kidding. For one show, oh I will gosh. Wear it and see how much because I've hated it ever since I was a little girl.
Or not the dog collar, but try to do like a bet. Like if you can go a whole radio show without saying the word like come up with that.
What if I had a...
Like Joe shaves his beard, even though I'm part of the beard game. I love beards. So I don't want you to shave it. But if she can like go a whole radio show without saying like or a whole day, then like something should happen.
She
like,
couldn't she do an hour. Why don't we try this? We can't do it at the same time. We could try, for example, when you have a cat that acts up, you have a spray bottle and you
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry. Go ahead. Okay, what do you think, Alex? What should we do?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is what if I had a spray bottle in for like a cat and then
okay,
we could squirt
her?
Okay,
here's my thing. I feel like there's no way we can have that with the equipment.
Oh, no,
the
no, no.
Radio
no.
Equipment.
Oh, you'll be fine. Our equipment. Listen, we need new
we have
equipment.
Good aim.
Yeah. No.
Okay, fine. All right. Sounds good to me.
I think we should do the collar.
I think the collar, yes.
I would be down for that. I'm not even kidding because I hate how much I say it.
Well, if you're down, then we're down.
Why don't we put that up on our Instagram, a poll, like, and we could have like a split screen between do we do a water bottle to spray here or do we need to get one of those shock collars? We'll set that up in a second at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram stories, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, I want to know what else I do because nobody's really saying anything else.
Well, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Katie,
what do you got?
Sorry, Alex, it's not for you. It's for Liv.
Oh, no. Okay, let's pile on Liv. Please don't cry.
It's not that bad. Whenever she's reading, like, people's online comments,
yeah.
She always transitions from one person to the next by saying, and then. It reminds
I
me
know,
of that movie.
I do it!
Dude, where's my car?
Here's the thing, too. When I'm reading online comments, I am fully aware that I sound completely illiterate. Like, I literally sound...
Why did we hire
illiterate
her?
Illiterate.
She knew how to do social media.
When I'm reading online comments, it's so bad.
Oh, wow.
I thought to myself before, what could she say instead? Like, what would
right
be
there.
An appropriate transition? And I can't really think of one. I just always
Well, I've got one. I've got one. She could say, right there, right there, right there. That would work. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's see if we can get one person that's got something for you, Alex.
I got something for Alex.
Oh, no.
Oh, this sounds ominous. Go ahead. What
no
do you
No swearing.
Have?
Just yesterday, me and my fiance figured out that we both listened to the Joe and Alex Show, but we figured out that Alex, every time she brings up a relationship, we were talking about her dating the Egyptian, and she always is talking about how she's a virgin.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's a pretty big thing about my life and in dating that people are probably curious about. I mean, that plays a big part in all of my dating decisions. But that annoys you?
No, that doesn't annoy me, but we figured out we both listen to the show, and she hates talk shows, and I was telling her about your talk show. She's like, oh, my God, I listen to that all the time. And I was like, oh, they talk about this, they talk about that. We always listen to Murder Monday. And then she was like, oh, and she's dating a guy who's called the Egyptian. And we both simultaneously said, and she always talks about being a virgin. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But oh. I just thought it was crazy that we figured that out at the same time.
I love that.
Even knowing
I love that our show is a relationship bonding moment for you guys. Morgan tweeted us and said, Alex constantly talks about red flags.
Yes, that is your go-to, your crutch.
Always.
You're like, whoa, 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 that's not me. Red flag!
JK17 on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show said, I've noticed Alex always shares her opinion no matter how controversial and gives zero blanks about people's opinions of her with hearts, so I appreciate that. That was a nice thing. That wasn't really mean.
Yeah.
And then Claire said that I always say 1,000%.
Yes, you do.
All right. Let's talk to Christina on the Joe and Alex Show. What is something that somebody on the show says too much?
Good morning, guys.
Yo.
Everybody's being mean to Liv, and I just wanted to say that I love her.
Aw, thank you.
Okay. Alex literally says all the time. Whenever she gets mad at you for something, she says literally like every other word.
Yeah, I do.
That is one of your big things that I've noticed with you.
Yeah, I definitely say that. Heather tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, Alex says everything is white trash. You know what? I'm doing the Lord's work. I'm just calling stuff out as I see it.
That's not true. Because when I bring up like Nickelback, you say, oh, that's white trash. That's butt rock.
It is.
You say butt rock a lot too.
Yeah, well, it is.
disagree. disagree. At Joe and Alex Show, you can let us know what you've noticed here on the show. And
my job on this show, at least the job I've given myself, is to be the person that says what everyone else is thinking but is afraid to say. One of those being Nickelback is butt rock. Yes.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you. Hey, Liv.
Yes.
Can we talk about your man real quick?
Of course.
Can we talk about Jewel Daddy?
Yes.
Jewel Daddy.
What's going on with Jewel Daddy?
Jewel Daddy is still amazing, and he's awesome. And this weekend, he's going to meet my entire family.
No, he met your mom, because we did talk about
that.
Yes,
so he met my mom, but he has not met my dad or any of my sisters. I have three older sisters. He hasn't met any of them.
And they're all married?
Yep, I have three older brother-in-laws.
Wow.
And he hasn't met any of them. He hasn't met my two nieces or nephews.
And you guys have been dating for how long, for those that are just tuning in?
We've been dating, I don't even know, probably since like... We went on our first date like June 24th-ish.
Okay. So Jewel Daddy got his nickname because he smokes Jewels, the e-cigarette thing.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just catching people up that don't know. You, by the way, like we always podcast every single show. So if you miss a show and you did not know that Liv had a boyfriend, now you know. And you can go back and listen.
Get the backstory on Jewel Daddy.
Yeah. Don't ever miss a show because so much happens in our lives and you got to be caught up. But so have you considered, just because, you know, he's going to be nervous.
Oh, for sure.
Meeting your extended family.
And he's so like smooth and charming.
He's pretty good. He's suave.
Well, he got her. What do you think? Come on.
Have you considered maybe getting your parents to go in on a prank with you?
Okay, wait. So I have, and I already kind of brought it up to my mom, which my mom is like the most polite person.
She's very sweet.
She's very sweet. She's very almost like she just loves people to feel welcomed in her home. And so I asked her if she would be considerate, and she was more accepting of it than I thought she was. I want her to jokingly call her my ex-boyfriend's name.
Call him your ex-boyfriend's name?
Yeah, call Jewel Daddy
my ex-boyfriend's name. Oh, this is a mistake. This is not funny.
As a joke.
Don't
I love
do
it.
And I think it would be funny. And I think Jewel Daddy would think it was funny once he found out it was a joke. And my mom started laughing and was like, yeah, that actually would be kind of funny.
No.
I'm surprised Mama C was down.
I know. I'm shocked. But she was like, but I just would hate to make someone feel uncomfortable. And she was like, especially in my home. And she was like, if it was somewhere else, if we were out to eat up in Indianapolis, I would be more likely to do it. She's like, but I don't know, just because it's going to be my own home and I want people to always feel welcomed and comfortable in me and your father's
home.
But
what's a better way to get somebody to feel acclimated into your family than to prank them and make them feel awkward?
See, this is what I'm thinking. If my mom doesn't do it, I for sure can get my brother-in-laws in on it.
That's do you know Jewel Daddy enough to know that he's going to think it's funny? Because I would be like, what the hell? My name's Joe. It's not whatever the ex-boyfriend was.
I'm thinking do it three times, maybe four.
Yes.
And then I tell him that it was just a joke and it was just a prank. And I think he would think it's really funny.
I think you should do it. But what I want you to do is secretly, with a voice memo on your phone, try to record it happening in action.
Okay.
And then we can play it on Monday.
Oh my gosh, I think he's gonna think it's funny. I can just picture it now. If one of my brother-in-laws calls him Nevin, his face is gonna get so red.
Yes.
And he's gonna get so nervous. It's gonna be so funny.
Does he know about your ex? Like, would he know the name?
Yeah, he would know the name. I think. I don't know. He has the worst memory of anyone I've ever met in my life.
Well, it's from all of that, you know, Jewel.
Let's try to make this happen. Try to get your mom to be in on this prank, because I think it's fantastic. And I just, you know, selfishly want it for the radio because I think it'll be funny.
I just think this is a bad idea,
Alex.
Oh, my
gosh, wait. Oh, no.
What?
Jewel Daddy just messaged me.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if he knows about the prank. I don't know if he's listening.
What's he saying?
Let me see what he's saying, because if he's reading it, I'm going to be so upset. Oh, okay, wait. No,
it's something else, so he's not listening.
Yeah, he's
okay,
not
good.
Listening.
What? Because I asked her before we went on the air, I said, is he going to be listening right now? Because we can't talk about the prank. If he's listening, then he'll know.
If you know Jewel Daddy, don't spoil this.
Don't tell him.
Don't.
Shut your mouth.
Do not.
Radio silence.
All right, we'll try to get that audio live so that around 8 o'clock or so Monday, we can play it and talk about how it went.
I know. I'm like honestly pretty nervous because my family is a lot to handle.
Do you have any pictures of you and Jewel Daddy yet?
No.
Okay, that is also your homework for the weekend.
We'll get a
Hold on, Alex.
This weekend.
Would you say that's a red flag?
No.
I'm just not as into taking pictures.
Well, have your family take a picture of you and him so that we can post it on Instagram on Monday, because people want
to
know.
I have to do my makeup.
Yes, you. Well, obviously, I would hope you were going to do your makeup if you're bringing your boyfriend over to meet your family.
Are you joking, Alex?
Yes, it's a big event.
You want to look good, don't you?
My family and Joel Daddy has already seen me without makeup.
I know, but like,
haven't they been through enough?
When I'm around my extended family, I put makeup on. I mean,
it's not my extended family. It's my sisters and my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. No grandparents or anything?
Oh, I'm fresh out of grandparents.
Oh,
yeah, they probably saw you without makeup, and then all of a sudden,
depressing.
You know, it's all over.
Why'd you have to tell us that?
I know, it's fine. They're all in a better place.
Fresh
all
out.
With their significant others. Here, up in heaven.
A new promotion we're going to start. Adopt a grandparent. We're trying to find one for Live the Web.
Hey, I'll take one, too, especially if they're loaded.
You don't have any either? Oh, no, you have a grandma.
Oh, yeah, I have a grandma.
I got my grandma, but she's clinging
don't
right now.
Don't be greedy.
You have none?
I have none.
Okay, I guess I'm being a little bit greedy right there. All right, we'll find out Monday morning around this time what happened when Liv got the whole family to call her boyfriend her ex's name. Good morning. Okay, hey, Neil, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Neil.
You have a question?
Yeah, I actually called because I wanted to ask Joe a favor.
Okay, what is your favor you need from me? I'm the man with a hookup. I know people.
Oh, I know this. I know this. So have you ever seen or watched the show, the Celebrity Wife Swap or Wife Swap?
I think I have. Yeah. Like where like the one, I think the moms go to one place and then another. And
yeah,
the
it's kids, been on for years.
Kids always hate it. It's like, I remember the one kid like, I'm going to eat bacon.
Yeah.
You're not taking my bacon. Yeah, that was a funny show.
Yes, exactly. It's like where the people like trade wives or whatnot. So yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So listen, I've been listening to you guys religiously for like the past 2 years. I like have you guys on podcasts. Like I'm kind of a little bit obsessive over it. It's like I hit you on podcasts, so even if I'm getting out of the car or whatnot, like I don't miss like even a minute of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so like I feel like I know everything about you, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's your question though, or what can I help you with?
Well, honestly, to be honest, like I feel like I know everything about you and your wife Lindsay, and I feel like she's great. Whenever she calls into the show, she has like the cutest voice, and like I actually even watched her on when she was on Jeopardy, man.
Oh yeah,
317.
Woo! Yeah, she did really well. I'm proud of her for that.
Yeah, she's awesome. You know, actually, like I've developed a little crush on her.
Oh,
okay. Me too.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen pictures that you posted and everything too, and I feel like she's a little bit out of your league, man.
She is for sure.
Well, I'm sure you're kidding, but yeah, I would agree. Probably a little out of my league. I, as they say, I outkicked my coverage. I did good.
I have a thing for nerdy girls, man. And she has like those luscious lips and such a cute laugh. Man, I have a thing for your wife. The funny thing is I'm married too.
Oh.
What's your wife think about your crush on my wife?
I've actually talked to her about it, and she's okay with it. Like I've heard you like talking about like your weight loss journey and everything like that. And,
yeah, Joe's journey.
Yes, and I know like you like haven't been wanting to get intimate with Lindsay until you feel more confident with your body and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, so I struggle with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be hard for her, man. She's got to have like a lot of pent up horniness inside of her, doesn't she?
All right. What is the whole point of this question? Because I don't like that you're talking about my wife and horniness, and she's going to not like this either.
Hey, maybe she will. Who knows? So, but this is my idea. It's like my wife is similar to you. Like she has like she doesn't have a lot of sex drive or anything like that, and I've like been having this fantasy about Lindsay. And like I said, my wife is cool about it, man. She's like she's actually glad that I haven't been bugging her and stuff about, you know, getting in bed with her.
So what's your question?
Well, I wanted to know if maybe you wanted to do like a little celebrity wife swap thing.
Oh my God.
I don't like want a relationship with Lindsay or anything. I mean, I love my wife, obviously. And
yeah,
I know
obviously.
You love yours. So it's kind of just like, I kind of want to do like a one night stand, like, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of thing.
Oh my word.
Like I want to just get in and out. Hello, goodbye. Man. We, like,
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to call my wife.
Oh, my gosh. She better not swear. Oh,
yeah. She probably won't pick up. She's mad at me because I kept her up all night.
Ooh, doing what?
Not doing that. She's probably going to ignore my call.
Is she at work?
She should be at work. I hope so. Otherwise, they're going to fire her.
Well, they might fire her if you're calling her up.
I want to know why you're keeping her up all night.
Because I will.
Reached,
okay, there we go. Yeah, she's not available.
I was getting excited there for a minute.
I'm going.
Yeah, so like, what do you think, man? What do you think about it? Would you be willing to consider doing something like that?
Yeah, Joe, would you?
I'm for real.
Do it for the bet.
No.
Do it for the ratings, please.
I'm a married man. I don't know if I want. I don't even think my wife would. No offense to you. I don't know what you look like, Neil, but
I think he sounds hot.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good looking guy.
Neil, what do you look like?
I can friend request you on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't want you poking me or my wife.
Okay, but wait a minute, though, Joe. Don't say no yet because.
You don't know what his wife looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, what does your wife look like? And also, so Joe isn't required to necessarily do with your wife, though, right? What can they do together?
No, it would all have to be mutual. I mean, Lindsay would have to be you know, want to do it as well.
Sure,
I
but
mean,
like if Joe was to go to your house and hang out with your wife, like if they're not doing it, what are they doing?
Watching a movie.
Hey, they can do whatever they want. I feel like they're both like the same type of people. Anyways, I mean, if something like that happens, something like that happens.
Wait, have you done this before? Have you swapped with somebody?
No, I haven't done it, but I've never done anything like this before.
Wow.
But like I said,
but your fantasies for Lindsay are just so persistent that you just felt the need to call in.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, I've looked up pictures of her. And like I said, I've seen her on Jeopardy, but yeah, I started looking up pictures of her and stuff.
All right.
Total creeper level. This is where I'm at.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it, Neil. Hey, man, I appreciate you listening for the past couple of years since we've been on. I appreciate everything else you've done. You obviously are a big fan of the show. Appreciate that. But I think, you know what?
You're not going to put Lindsay out on loan?
I can't whore my wife out.
But what if Lindsay said she would be down? Would you be down if she was down?
I would be very concerned if she'd be down.
It's not whoring her out. There's no money transaction happening.
Yeah, right?
Or you could, Joe.
Oh yeah, no, Lindsay is not a prostitute. It's just, like I said, she would definitely have to be in on it for anything to go forward. Like I said, my wife's in on it too. Maybe we can even make some videotapes and we can all watch them.
All right,
gosh, this is bananas.
And with that, we say thank you, Neil.
No, I don't want him to go yet.
Know, Neil. I like Neil.
What do you look like, Neil?
Oh, I guess I'm like 5'11", dark hair, dark eyes. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm actually a personal trainer.
Oh
my gosh.
If I'm Lindsay now, I'm listening.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living? Neil, what do you do for a living?
He's a personal trainer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm actually a personal trainer. I do like athletic development for kids and stuff like that too.
Heck yes.
Hold on a second, Neil. Hold on. Maybe this is Lindsay. Is this my wife, Lindsay, calling in? Hello? Who's this?
This is Devin. I have a question for your show.
Yes. What's up, dude?
It's more for Joe. I wanted to be like, why would he be concerned?
Why would I be concerned? Because, well, that's my wife. Like, if my wife is all about, like, yeah, I'll jump with him, like, does that mean she's just waiting for a chance to leave me? That concerns me. That's why I'd be concerned. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Linda. I just want to know if she wants to pimp out the Egyptian.
I don't.
Why not?
Because I'm not sharing him with anybody.
Well, what if he wants to do it?
Nope.
Well, he might be right now. He's in Europe. He might be getting some of that European tail.
Yeah, who knows? But Neil, that's what Neil's saying. Neil, the listener, is saying, like, everyone would have to agree. Obviously, we haven't talked.
All four parties would have to agree and be okay with it.
We'd have to talk to Lindsay about it.
All right, Neil, man, thank you for calling in.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, listen, I'm going to Facebook message you for real, man. You should consider this.
All right. Thanks, Neil.
I feel like your wife's going to want a hall pass after going this long without having some, man, or getting some.
All right, Neil. Thanks, buddy. All right, that was Neil.
Gotta love Neil's persistence.
I like it. I think it's funny. I know that this is not going to happen, obviously, but I just want to know what Lindsay has to say about it. Can she call us Monday at this time and tell us just what she thinks. Because obviously over the weekend, you're going to have to tell her about this call. She'll probably listen to it on the podcast.
I don't even want to deal with
no,
it.
No, I yeah. really want to know her reaction you, to yeah, having a guy.
Two. One of you yeah. two reach out to her. I don't want to talk about it.
What?
We'll see.
She's going to know about it. You guys are obviously going to talk about it over the weekend. I want to know what her reaction is to having some guy ask to swap her out that he has a crush on her from listening to our show.
Who's a personal trainer. Yeah. And sounds tall, dark, and handsome.
I want to know if she at least would consider it.
It is the Joe and Alex show. We could go on all day with this about all the things that we're doing. Let us know, Joe and Alex show on Twitter. Real quick, what do you got going on? I'm going to Evansville this weekend for my buddy Eric's wedding. I can't wait for that.
I'm going to the Indiana Dunes so I can climb the sandhills and make friends with the turtle eggs.
And I'm going to Cincinnati so Jewel Daddy can meet my family on Sunday.
All right, everybody have a good weekend. You can see what we do too. We post it on our Joe and Alex show Instagram stories. So follow us at Joe and Alex show. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.